I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You're on vacation. You see a bottle of wine you'd like to buy. You'd like to ship it home. Guess what? In some cases, that could be a felony. Wine shipping laws are complicated, and they vary by state. A couple of years ago, New Jersey passed a law allowing out-of-state wineries to ship directly to residents. Sounds great, right? Well, that law is limited to wineries that make less than 250,000 gallons of wine. That excludes about 90% of the wineries in the country. Arizona residents can receive wine as long as they visited the winery that calendar year and paid for the shipment. If you're a resident of Utah, you're out of luck. Shipping wine into that state is illegal. And no matter where it's going, it's illegal for individuals to ship wine at all. Now, if it's just a bottle or two, your checked bag is an option, but use a styrofoam wine carrier or padded wine skin to protect the bottles, not to mention the rest of the stuff in your bags. And don't just try to sneak it in your carry-on, or that special bottle of Pinot will end up with a TSA instead. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.